Patriots Football Weekly is delivered to you by W.B. Mason, the official office supplier of the New England Patriots. Who but W.B. Mason? Morning Meeting, brought to you by Verizon. Better matters.
Well, guys, say what you want, but the Patriots did what they had to do last weekend. And by that, I mean they made a bad team look bad. And I think there's something to that.
Yeah, no question. I think people grouped these three games together as time to work on things, improve, whatever. The first couple, when you go to San Francisco and New York, didn't feel great, I guess. This one, I think you feel better. You did what you needed to do, controlled the game from start to finish.
Yeah, and I think especially defensively, Fred, we've seen them have at times make bad offenses look a little bit better than they were. The Rams never had a chance in this game. This was historic stuff. 25 yards total offense in the first half. And if you take away just one little blip on the radar at the very end, you know, after the two-minute warning, this was, what, you're talking about 100 yards of offense
less than 100.
For an NFL team in an entire game. So
NFL.
You did what you needed to do. I agree there would have been all kinds of concerns had they not looked good against a bad team, but they dominated a bad team.
Yeah, so the question is, what do we have to look forward to from the defense? And I think this will be a good matchup coming up against the Ravens. A better offense playing well at this point in the season.
Yeah, and a veteran team with a coach that is more accomplished, a quarterback that's far more accomplished, obviously. But I think defensively it's just interesting to see. The game plan, I'm not sure you're going to see moving forward. I don't know if you'll see a lot of Logan Ryan coming out of the slot off the corner. It felt a little preseason-y to me where they were trying some things. But the playmaking, the individual guys, you know, Van Noy seeing his role maybe continue to increase, or Sheard maybe getting back into a bigger part of the rotation. I think some of that is something you can hope to build on moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, we have a little bit of issue. Rowe had a hamstring, so that second, third quarterback spot's still trying to figure that out.
Yeah, and the Ravens at the same time are getting a little bit healthier, and they had a ton of guys out in October when they went through that. I think they lost four or five in a row, and that was basically why they were missing a lot of guys. They're starting to get what they thought they were going to have for an offense. They have Wallace and Steve Smith there. They have Perryman, the young guy that they hadn't gotten really anything out of until this year. He's starting to make plays for them. Dennis Pitta has been making some plays for them as well. They had the makings of a pretty good offense. I think this would be a pretty good test, even though the game is in Foxborough, where I think the Patriots always have the advantage. I think the Ravens might be thinking that they are ready to have a pretty good offense. They haven't played well really all year, but against Miami last week, they were excellent.
Speaking of offense, we must mention Tom Brady, now the all-time winningest quarterback in the history of the NFL with 201. I mean, it says something about not only, you know, his longevity, but also the fact that he is so darn consistent year after year after year. And had he not missed, you know, 2008, you know, he'd have already broken this last season.
Yeah, he's certainly making it harder and harder for those that want to argue against him being the greatest quarterback of all time, because, I mean, he has the rings, he has the wins, he has a lot of records and MVPs and numbers, and he's doing it in an interesting season. He's not throwing picks. He missed the first four games, but hit the ground running. If anything, you could say maybe right now he's dealing with sort of the loss of Gronkowski and sort of the changing offense, but the bottom line is, no matter what, he wins.
You know, my favorite part of this is some of the reactions of the younger players, you know, guys that weren't around at all when he was, you know, a guy like Malcolm Butler, who I think is sort of in awe, you know, to be, you know, you see the clips that we put on Patriots.com of the post-game celebration. Obviously, it was all about Tom and you know, Mr. Kraft gave him the game ball and stuff. And, you know, before that, you know, Tom Brady's, you know, way to play 2-1. It's like, what do these two guys have in common?
You know, there's
so many years in between them, and you just see the respect from a guy like Butler to Brady, even though they're contemporary, they're on the same team, but they just seem like they're so worlds apart. I think it's cool the way all of the players got so genuinely excited about what Tom has accomplished.
Yeah. That said, I don't want to gloss over. It wasn't the best day offensively. 25% on third down. They couldn't stay on the field. That led to field goals, but I will say the fact that your kicker went 4 for 4, three of them 45 yards or longer, that's something, you know, I question the defense. Can you build on that? That's something you can build on moving forward. If that's the start of Steven Gostkowski back as sort of the automatic all-pro who 45 to 55, those are very makeable kicks, that's a good sign for the postseason, especially if your offense is starting to, maybe come down a little bit from what we used to think was
score
30.
Yeah, and everyone seems to notice, you know, you don't want to get into kicking fundamentals, but he's moved to the right hash mark. I think he did that last game or two games ago. And
the left.
He moved to the left hash mark? Okay.
Depends on what you look at.
Yeah, I'm looking for, yeah. But and he moved to a different hash mark
from the field.
and I don't know, do you think that that has made a difference?
No, I don't. I think he was having issues moving, not moving. It was right until it was left. It was the ball not going end over end. It was going sideways like a UFO. I think he was in a slump, and he wasn't hitting the ball well, fundamentally sound. And I thought the guy on Sunday looked like he was hitting the ball well.
Yeah, and I think that's maybe the best thing that came out of the entire game, is because you can't have kicker be on your list of concerns as you go down December and into January. You can't be worried about, do I have to go for a 4th and 4 right from the 30-yard line, because this is a little bit out of, you know,
and think
right
about
around
field
the range
goals,
that he's going to think about.
Field goals in Ravens games.
Yeah.
We've seen, you know, misses, lose, and win games.
And for this team, field goals in Ravens games to get to Super Bowls, which are generally 3 or 4 point games. So
right. You
want to have full confidence in Gostkowski. And I don't know if you're back to full confidence, but a very nice step.
You know, in addition to Baltimore starting to play much better, I think we mentioned their offense also playing better, but their attitude. You know, starting with Harbaugh, who I don't like, but he's not afraid to come in here. This place, you know, Gillette Stadium, doesn't faze him. And that trickles down to his team, I think. They know how to win on the road, and they're not fazed at all by the Patriots and Bill Belichick and
well,
Gillette Stadium. Right.
I mean, they've done it in the postseason. There's, you know, I know this is Monday night, so it's kind of a big game, but they've done it in bigger games in January where they've succeeded here in Foxborough. And I think that matters. I actually think that's their biggest strength. They have a good defense, a good physical defense, and they have that belief that they can do it. Because I don't think offensively they're all that good. They had one breakout game against the Dolphins.
I agree.
And Flacco in the regular season is as inconsistent as anybody. You want to talk about Brady's consistency, Flacco is the opposite end of that. He's never consistent. So I don't necessarily fear his skills as much as just his, I know we can't say this word, swagger, or the Ravens swagger. They believe they can.
Yeah, well, Flacco, it's like almost the rest of the team has that, you know, swagger from an emotional point. They criticize him for being too unemotional.
Cool Joe, yeah.
But at the same time, you can't phase him. I mean, if the Patriots blitz, you know, sack him early, doesn't matter. They'll still go downfield.
And they've had opportunities. I think they played 4 times in the postseason here, and the Ravens won 2. You could make a strong argument that they should have won all 4. They had every opportunity. They had a 14-point lead in one of the games they lost, and Lee Evans dropped a touchdown in the other game that they lost that would have won the game. They're not going to be phased. This is just another game for them. It's an important game for them, and they have a tough schedule going down the stretch. They still are in a battle with Pittsburgh. I think the Ravens have the capability of coming in here, shutting you down, and making it a rock.
I mean, if you want to make the case for the Patriots having a good defense being points allowed, well, I think Ravens are even better. Right?
No, they're tied. They're both tied.
They're tied?
Number 2 in the league, points allowed.
Okay.
Take the under.
Today's show is brought to you in part by W.B. Mason, the official office supplier of the New England Patriots. Who but W.B. Mason? Fisher Plows. A whole new way to attack winter. And also brought to you in part by AT&T. AT&T. Mobilizing your world.
This week's From the Heart matchup, the age-old question. One of the best offenses versus one of the best defenses. Patriots, post-Rob Gronkowski, are still evolving under Tom Brady's leadership. Dean Pease leads a Ravens defense that is number 1 in yards, tied for number 2 in points allowed, making plays Terrell Suggs, Eric Weddle. And oh, by the way, Brady against Pease, who used to be the Patriots defensive coordinator, 6 times they've battled. Brady has just 7 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. It has been a dogfight, and 3 of those touchdowns came in the playoffs here at Gillette Stadium a couple years ago. The Ravens will be ready for a fight. Is Brady in the Patriots offense?
The Patriots defense came up with a dominant effort against the Rams last week, but that's not the thing that I'm excited about. What I think might be happening here is Matt Patricia and Bill Belichick are finally starting to figure it out. I think they're getting their personnel in the places they want, and they're feeling a little bit more comfortable about it. Kyle Van Noy is a guy I think has been all over the place. They've seen him used in a lot of different ways. I think Shea McClellan on early downs is a guy that they feel comfortable next to Dante Hightower. A lot of rotation up front with the defensive ends. You have Trey Flowers, Jabal Sheard, Chris Long, guys that are finally starting to figure out exactly how they're going to be used. And I think you're starting to see some signs that the Patriots defense might be getting things together. It's going to have to be that way because Baltimore has an offense that could put some points on the board. So if they can figure things out, they can settle on these roles. Maybe it'll get a little bit better as the playoffs come.
Trash Talk, brought to you by Waste Management. Remodeling or just have clutter to get rid of? Waste Management's new Baxter dumpster in a bag can take it on. Visit thebaxter.com for more info.
Patriots offense, big matchup against a very good Ravens defense. Ravens okay offense versus a Patriots okay defense. Which side of the ball, Paul Perillo, has a bigger challenge this week in New England?
Yeah, I think you can make an argument both ways. I think the defense has more in its plate because I think the Ravens are starting to figure it out a little bit offensively. We know about Flacco. We know that he is unflappable, especially here in Foxborough. He's had some good games. But I think he has some targets, too. Mike Wallace and Steve Smith have been there all year. You're starting to see Perryman come on a little bit. Dennis Pitta, the running game with Terrence West and Kenneth Dixon. I think the Ravens have the makings of a very good offense, and I'm not sure the Patriots have seen very many offenses that have the capabilities what the Ravens do.
Yeah, I think it's the obvious matchup. It's the one I just talked about. It is the offense versus the defense. It's, you know, top of the rankings in a lot of things for both teams. You know, the Patriots don't turn it over. Well, the Ravens take it away.
Yep.
And so some of those strengths, and I think the history has something to do with that. Tom Brady doesn't have that advantage that he has over a lot of teams against Dean Pease. Dean Pease not only worked here and knows some of the inner workings of the Patriots, but he's been successful against Tom Brady and the Patriots since he left. And I still think the biggest issue is the offense. What are they without Gronk? You lose your edge when you lose Gronk, and they have lost their edge right now.
If the Ravens come here to play and they do what they have done in the past at Gillette Stadium, I'm not sure that without Gronkowski, the Patriots can keep pace.
It always ends up being on Brady and the offense in the end. And sometimes it's because they don't play well enough. I think this is a week where the other team is pretty good on defense. They're probably going to take away LeGarrette Blount. You're probably not going to be able to run the football. So that means it's on 12 to throw the ball. And his history against Pease and this Ravens defense, questionable.
Yeah, and throw John Harbaugh and the Ravens and all that goes into that.
The hate.
We've seen them so many times. They've played so many big games over the years. And I think that factors into it, too. That adds to the heat on some of these teams, on some of these units. Because I feel like the defense, you can't just let Baltimore push you around. They're a bully kind of a team.
Sure.
They want to come in here and establish their physicality. They make a big deal out of, we're not afraid to go to Foxborough. We'll go anywhere and play you anytime. And I think there's a lot of animosity between the two teams, probably some of it from Deflategate, even with
sure.
Harbaugh's role in that. So I think there's a lot of pressure, obviously, on both sides. I put more on the defense because they're going to need to help out the offense for a change. It's always the other way around. You're right. It's always on the offense to win. But right now, it's a little bit different because you don't have Gronk. You can't just expect to score 35, 38 points the way they used to do. It's on the defense to win this game.
Tonight's show is brought to you in part by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. Also brought to you in part by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Around the NFL is brought to you by Nissan.
The NFL loosened up a little last week and allowed its players to customize their cleats in the name of their favorite charity. It was a nice gesture for the No Fun League, and the cleats were cool. That said, I went to NFL.com to see what players were promoting what causes, and the list was 9 pages long, and that was just a sampling. Plus, there was no way to give to a cause, much less find out more about it. In the end, it kind of became a lost cause, if you will. My suggestion to the league and the Players Association is to make this a year-long endeavor by attaching each player's cause to such things as their media guide bio, on their player page, on the team website, and anywhere else info on the player is found. We can still have Cleat Week, but just like a cleat is supposed to do, let's get a little more traction for these causes.
Players' Perspective. Putnam Investments is a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork.
We're joined this week by Patriots guard Joe Tooney. And Joe, you guys got off to a terrific start. Offensive linemen have to love running the ball early on in the game, and you come away with a big touchdown run. Pretty satisfying for you guys, I would imagine.
Yeah, offensive line always takes pride in being able to run the ball, and great start to the game. You know, LG had a great run, so it was definitely set the tempo.
Now, the pass protection is something that I think has gotten better and better as the season's gone on. You guys have kept Tom clean the last few weeks. Is that something you guys feel a little momentum building?
You know, each week provides a different challenge depending on who the D-line is. And each week we're just trying to execute a game plan and trying to work together to protect, you know, the quarterback. And so we've been really happy. Just got to keep it up and keep improving.
I know you're a rookie, so you haven't been around for some of these really nasty games between the Patriots and the Ravens. But what you haven't been able to experience, I'm sure you've gotten you're up to speed now. What kind of challenges does a team like Baltimore present?
Yeah, they're a great team. They have a very good defense. They're physical. You see it throughout the years. And there's, you know, a very competitive front, and we got to, you know, bring our A game.
When you go back and look, you know, obviously a rookie season, you go back and sort of look at your journey from training camp to now, and how much more comfortable do you feel at this stage with all the snaps that you've gotten? Pretty much, I think, every single one, right?
Yeah, it does. There is a level of familiarity there. It definitely does help being in that same spot. So definitely do feel more comfortable being where I'm at, but there's still a lot of room for improvement.
You think back to where you were at this stage last year, and, you know, a lot of times we talk about, you know, the college guys, and your season would be over now. You'd be probably preparing for a bowl game, and you guys got a long way to go here. Is it tough to sort of grind through that mentally?
Just trying to take a week at a time and, you know, not look too far ahead. Just focus on what you can control in that day and that moment, and just try and get better, a little better each day. And, you know, when you look back in a while, made a big difference.
And you can tell us now, I'll let you go with this one, but I know you don't want to admit it, but the Ravens, you get a little extra juice for a game like the Ravens. They're not all the same, are they?
First time playing them, so I'm excited to go out on Monday night. Yeah, it should be great.
Putnam Investments is a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork.
All right, it's question time on PFW, but I can't wait to hear the latest Wilson Hart Power Index.
Well, I think appropriately it is question time, and you may question some of the results this week of the numbers. Patriots still number one at 10-2, 5.33 index. Head and shoulders a little bit above the rest of the league statistically.
Head and shoulders a little bit?
Head and shoulders. 2-6 and 6-2, shakeup. Only 1 point, 8.167 to 9.167, separates all those teams. Seahawks 2, Broncos 3, Chiefs 4, Raiders 5, Cowboys 6, Paul Perillo.
Yeah. I guess the best record doesn't mean what it used to.
And you know where we nailed it? Down the bottom. Four teams have been eliminated, and guess what? All four teams are the bottom four.
Nobody
teams.
Nobody tells you who are. The bad teams are, like the Wilson Power.
It just happened the Vikings got knocked out of the top three.
All right, let's get to the questions. It leaves me speechless. Bill Tammy writes, and a lot of teams have a running back by committee, but the Patriots have the running back committee. LeGarrette Blount, James White, Deion Lewis combo. It's an underrated weapon going forward. How do you feel about the group?
I feel far better about the group than I did a year ago when you were starting to go down the road of Steven Jackson. You had no running game. You had already lost Deion Lewis, and James White was sort of doing it all on his own. And now you have the versatility of three different guys with, I think, somewhat different skill sets. And Blount to me looks like the same guy that started the year, which is good. I take that as a good sign. He's hitting occasional big runs. He's giving you 18 to 20 carries a game. That's a boost to this offense.
And the line seems to be blocking better than they did last year.
They're healthier.
So Zach writes in, Patriots finally blitzed and played aggressive D, and they had their best defensive game of the year. Granted, it was against the JV squad. Do you think that they might subsequently be a little more aggressive going forward and less zone-oriented?
Yeah, I do think it was exactly what Zach said. I think you were playing the Rams, you were playing a young guy making his third career start, and you could afford to take some chances. Now, the good part is you completely dominated, and you were able to get there. I think they had four sacks, and Logan Ryan is coming off the edge on blitzes. I think you can do some of those things, but I'd be surprised if they kept that same kind of a mentality, you know, against Joe Flacco Monday night, for an example. I think he's a guy who's seen some of those different defenses and wouldn't be as flustered with it. I want to see that the one-on-one battles continue to get won, though, because they hadn't done enough of that before that, and I think they were able to get Ninkovich and Jabal Sheard and, you know, some of those guys.
Chris Long,
I think, was in the backfield a little bit, too. Keep that up, but I'm not sure you can blitz as aggressively as you did against the Rams.
The Rams can't run or throw, so I think that makes it easier on a defense.
Yeah, a little easy to defend.
Joanne writes in, I'm not sure exactly how IR works. Is Rob Gronkowski allowed on the sidelines to root his teammates on? Traditionally, I don't think I usually see Patriots players that are injured on the sideline.
Well, you did see Jacoby Brissett. Mm-hmm. League rules, he's allowed on the sideline. Patriots rules, I'm not sure how they specifically do this. We've seen it done in different ways. We've seen like Brissett be down there at times. We've seen other guys that just disappear and they're gone for the season, out of sight, out of mind. My guess is Rob Gronkowski will be out of sight, out of mind, and I think that's more of a, not a mind game, but there's going to be enough talk about this offense without Rob Gronkowski and how can they fill the void. And having him there front and center, I don't think would be a good thing.
Plus, if you're coming from a back injury, yes. You don't want to be standing for 4 hours.
I saw him shuffling down the hallway. He looked good.
Right. I physically don't want him on the sideline where he could potentially get knocked into in an NFL game. We see it happen every week. Sure. Coaches get knocked over every week in these games. I don't want a guy coming off back surgery that might not be able to protect himself.
Brian writes, and it looks like the Patriots will yet again play their last game in Miami, that's for sure, for the first seed. Last year it was a disaster as they did not.
He was telling us something.
as they did not rest some of the key injured players and still lost. This year it looks like they'll be in about the same physical shape, minus Gronk. Is it a clear-cut decision? Are the Patriots going for the first seed no matter what?
I wouldn't always assume that. You know, I'm not sure they did last year, and we've talked about it a little bit this week. I think going to Denver is one scary proposition. Going to Oakland, if you're healthy going to Oakland, I feel pretty good about your chances, probably better than I do if you're unhealthy hosting Oakland in New England. So I still think there is, you know, there's a lot of football to be played. I know we're at the quarter pole here. You still got 4 games to play. So I still think there's the chance you're managing that.
But I think they make whatever the effort was last year to get that first seed, I think it raises a little bit.
I agree
this
with
year.
You, Fred.
I mean, it's
I think
all circumstantial.
The bigger problem last year wasn't who they played, it was how they played and what their mindset was going in.
All right. Every week, send your questions to askpfw@patriots.com, and we'll answer them right here.